Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today, we're going to be talking about being a humanitarian versus being a doormat, saying no and teaching the hard lesson. As you proceed further along in the roadmap, achieving higher and higher stages and enjoying that, you become more altruistic. And as you do, people can often mistake that as you becoming a sucker. So it's a problem, and we're going to talk about that today. Before we get into it, quick shout out to new listeners in Sarnia, Canada. Interesting town. Very cool. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for this connection. We're so glad to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, experiences you want to tell me about, just click the link in the show notes and let me know what's going on. So cleaning up other people's messes. Let's discuss. So as you reach later stages, you're going to find yourself keen to help other people. That's great. And your desire to help others, for some of you, may be quite strong. It may even be a calling. And this makes you, unfortunately, the first person that people try to take advantage of. And for some reason, happy, optimistic, humanitarian is often confused with sucker, naive hippie, or doormat. You know, someone who will clean up the consequences of other people's bad decisions. Someone who will bail them out from their misplaced faith in the wrong people. And or someone who will freely give your time and effort for everyone else's gains. Now, don't get me wrong, I am often freely giving of my time and effort for my students' gains. But my students, in return, give me great joy as they progress and they find a life of peace and excitement. You know, I'm still getting something, and that something is forward progress on my priorities, which is global peace and real connection. But humanitarian does not mean sucker. And some people would put their problems on you so that you could do their work for them. And some people would have you solve the inevitable problems that come from their bad decisions, laziness, or other emotionally driven choices. Now, as a humanitarian, this is not your role. It's about empowering people to take charge of their life. And that means both authority over their life and responsibility for their life. That's key. Being a humanitarian is about empowering people to take charge of their life. That is, to take responsibility and authority. So humanitarians, they go into war zones and they go into crises and they go into disaster areas and they bring relief. Now here you could say they're cleaning up someone else's mess, but the people they help are not the cause of the mess. They often had no choice in the matter and they didn't bring it on themselves, often. While other humanitarians go into coffee shops and suburban neighborhoods and help people find individual peace and fulfillment, with the larger goal of global peace as a result. And sometimes my students have problems that they brought on themselves. And many times in the beginning, they're causing 99% of their own problems. This is very common when I start working with someone that most of the problems they have, they cause themselves. And in these cases, the most humanitarian thing I can do is make that obvious and help them take responsibility and authority for their lives. Now that means they must own their messes and make a plan to clean them up themselves. I mean, how will they find peace if they keep sabotaging their own efforts? It's incredibly common. Now, as you experience later stages and your desire to help others takes on a life of its own, you've got to ask yourself, what would really help this person or these people? By doing anything they ask? By rescuing them from their own consequences? No, they don't learn anything that way. They learn nothing. However, if you rescue them from the source of their problems, the source, then you've put them on a better path. Whether their problem is rooted in disease or war or natural disaster or simply their own bad habits and choices, we give those in need a path away from the problem, not another day to sit inside the problem. See, your desire to help is beautiful and it's good. And it can be incredibly disheartening when other people try to put their consequences on you. Yeah, it can make you question your mission. You may question why you bother, but it is worth it. Ultimately, every interaction you have is a chance to teach and help. But that help might look like saying no. And the lesson might be a painful one for the person you're trying to help. Their long-term well-being, however, is more important than their short-term avoidance of discomfort. That's so important, I'm going to say it again. Their long-term well-being is more important than their short-term avoidance of discomfort. So when someone expects you to handle the consequences of their choices, say no. When someone asks you to derail your calling to forward theirs, say no. When someone treats you like a sucker, using your altruistic nature against you, say no. And then explain why. Give the lesson. Teach with kindness and compassion. Maybe they will listen, maybe not. Depends on what stage they're in, right? But you'll keep your integrity and respect intact, and you can use that to forward your mission another day. I hate to ever tell you that there's some not fun aspects of being in the later stages, but that's one of them, especially if you become known in any capacity as a humanitarian, as someone who wants to help people. There's always going to be those that are going to try to take advantage of that, to take advantage of your kindness and your willingness to help. And the problem is they will suck you dry. They will take everything you have, and you will have nothing left to give anybody else, nothing left to give your mission. Your mission is uniquely yours for a reason, because you were born with the inherent traits required to make it happen. So make sure you save some of that energy and some of that enthusiasm, some of that excitement for your mission, and don't let other people take it away. Heavy stuff. Heavy stuff. Send in your questions and thoughts and ideas. Stand up for yourself. Tell me about your experiences not being a doormat. I love to hear that stuff. Sometimes the way to help people is to tell them no. So let me know. Let me know what you're experiencing with all this. Click the link in the show notes. Send in your thoughts and ideas. If you have a question, a lot of other people around the world have a question too. Thanks for joining me in this podcast. We'll see you in the next one. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.